Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up, Laura James and what she calls her extraordinary life with autism. But first to the news that broke overnight about the president's replacement of Veteran Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. President Trump fired Shulkin and replaced him with his personal physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Jackson will have to be confirmed by the Senate. We're turning now to Nikki Wendling. She's a reporter for Stars and Stripes, where she covers veterans' affairs. Nikki, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me on.
I'm sure you read Secretary Shulkin's op-ed in the Times this morning, lays out his accomplishments, and then it says this: the department has become entangled in a brutal power struggle with some political appointees choosing to promote their agendas instead of what's best for veterans. And then he goes on to say that this is really about a fight over privatizing health care. Will you give us some insight on that?
Sure, yeah. So things, you know, started really looking murky for Shulkin a few months ago even. There was this ongoing debate in Congress at the end of 2017 and then the beginning of this year about overhauling the system that VA patients use to receive medical care in the private sector. So this is a controversial debate that's been going on, and it became clear that, you know, Shulkin favored this moderate approach that would balance private sector care while still putting more resources and effort into the VA and making it better. But then other political appointees who had been placed in the VA by the White House and really had President Trump's ear preferred an aggressive expansion into the private sector. And a lot of major veterans organizations here in Washington who weigh in on VA matters, they didn't want to see VA resources being stripped so that veterans could go outside the VA. So that really is what kicked off the issue here that ended up yesterday in Shulkin getting fired.
Does this debate flow, though, from, you know, those waiting times that we've been hearing about for years and the quality of care and some of the issues that veterans can't get follow-up appointments, mental health kind of coverage? I mean, is that where this debate is coming from?
Sure. Yeah, it's all connected. So if you remember the 2014 wait time scandal,
right,
about veterans being placed on waiting lists. So after that happened, Congress created this program, the Veterans Choice Program, which gave $10 billion so that veterans could go outside into the private sector and ease demand on VA services. So the debate going on in Congress now, or has been for the last few months, is how to fix that program, because there were a lot of bureaucratic issues with it, veterans not being able to go into the private sector when they really needed to.
Right.
So everyone acknowledges that this program needs fixed. It's just, you know, how they want to fix it. And if they really want to push veterans into the private sector, you know, President Trump promised veterans choice, and some people just see that going different ways and what that promise really means.
Here's how now former Secretary Shulkin put it this morning when he spoke to Morning Edition.
There are many political appointees in the VA that believe that we are moving in the wrong direction or weren't moving fast enough towards privatizing the VA. As I've always said, I think that it's essential for national security and for the country that we honor our commitment by having a strong VA. I was not against reforming VA, but I was against privatization. And I think that it was really the political appointees that were trying to undermine our efforts at VA.
So, Nikki, when he talks about the political appointees, are these people that have been put into the VA by the Trump administration? Are they holdovers from the Obama administration? Who are they?
Yeah, they're people that have been put in there by the Trump administration. So we reported, I think earlier this year, that, you know, Jake Leinenkugel was one of the people that was put in the VA by Trump. And this memo came out of him, you know, criticizing Shulkin and some other longtime civil servants for what, you know, he saw them standing in the way of you know, real reform for the agency. So it was clear from that memo and then some other moves that not everyone was on the right or on the same page with this. They just all had different ideas of where the VA should be taken.
So is it your sense that if Dr. Ronny Jackson is confirmed as the new secretary, that he's got some plan to, you know, heal the divisions over this debate? This seems like a pretty fundamental debate. It sounds like it's likely to continue.
It will probably continue. I mean, you know, what's been interesting is a lot of Republicans, even in Congress, sided with Shulkin on this debate. They really stuck with him until the end and ended up being complimentary of him in their statements last night responding to this. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be looking to Ronny Jackson's confirmation hearings to really understand what he knows about the VA, what direction he wants to take it in, because right now he's a relative unknown in this community. I spoke with some leaders from veterans organizations last night trying to get their thoughts on him, and they all, you know, basically said that they didn't know much about him. So he's still active duty Navy, and he'll have to resign that commission and retire before he can be confirmed. So during this process, which might take, you know, a couple months or longer, I think people are really going to be taking a hard look at him and trying to ascertain, you know, what his motives are for this job.
Nikki Wendling is with us. If you've just tuned in, she's a reporter for Stars and Stripes, where she covers veterans issues. And we're talking with her this morning about the president's decision to replace veterans Secretary David Shulkin with Dr. Ronny Jackson, who is now serving as his personal physician. So, Nikki, given the fact that you work this beat and you know what a massive behemoth the VA is to manage, I mean, you must be seeking some insight on whether anybody can really bring this thing under control, especially someone like Dr. Jackson, who hasn't had a lot of experience running a big bureaucracy. I mean, what kinds of questions come up for you?
Oh, sure. There are just so many questions right now. I mean, the VA, it's the second largest federal agency in the U.S. government, which I think a lot of people, you know, don't realize or don't quite see. It has more than 360,000 employees, a $200 billion budget each year. You know, so many things are part of this vast system. So, you know, right now, my most immediate questions are about Robert Wilkie. So that's the person that President Trump named as the acting secretary. So while Jackson is going through this confirmation process, Wilkie has stepped into that role. Okay. And is leading the VA. His name's already on the website. And he's coming over from the Department of Defense. You know, I'm really interested to see how he's going to deal with things as he steps into that role.
So is it resolving this health care debate that you think is the greatest challenge that awaits Dr. Jackson if he gets in?
Yeah, that is one of, you know, that's probably the biggest thing he has to face, because he's going to have to deal with the White House's desires and Congress. And then people that he works with at the VA, he's going to have to weigh all these opinions and try and drive home some change on that. But, you know, there are other things going on at the VA, too. So Shulkin was in the middle of contract negotiations for this new multi-billion-dollar project to replace its electronic health record system. Yeah. The VA was also working to implement other reforms that have been approved by Congress in the past year. There's really a lot going on. And, you know, I think one of the lawmakers, it might have been Tim Walz last night, you know, mm-hmm. he really said, you know, the stakes are high at this moment in time for both Robert Wilkie and Ronny Jackson.
Richard on Twitter here says, I use the VA hospital, and even though some appointments are long scheduled, I much prefer the VA over commercial care. The VA here, I think he means in Minnesota, treats us with respect and not like an interruption to their day. Nikki, do you find when you're talking to veterans that they are mostly satisfied with the quality and the timeliness of the care that they get through the VA?
I do. I mean, I also hear some critics of the VA and people that appreciate the ability to go into the private sector. But by and large, I hear a lot of compliments about the VA. And really, you know, a lot of people like to say if you've been to one VA hospital, you've been to one VA hospital, because they're so different
yeah.
across the board. So there are a lot of different experiences that veterans have. And some of that is management issues that, you know, Ronny Jackson's also going to have to work on.
Yeah. Is there a part of the system, now back to the healthcare issue here, mm-hmm. where you'd say, I was trying to remember if many of those waiting time scandals, were they happening in California or where were they? And have they specifically been resolved?
Sure. So they started in Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix was the big one that started it off. And those those problems are found across the system too. But Phoenix still is a high, you know, out of all the systems, it's kind of one that's on the mind of the VA secretary, or was, as being one that needed particular attention. So was the New England healthcare system, and then the Capitol Hill healthcare system here in Washington. Those were kind of the three that he was paying particular attention to near the end of his tenure as having troubles. But, you know, really, it really depends. I've heard really good things about, like, the Cleveland Hospital, for example, and there are great ones out there, but there's also these systems that did have those problems in the past that still exist now.
Nikki, thanks so much for the time and the insight on this story. Much appreciated.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
Nikki Wendling is a reporter for Stars and Stripes, where she covers veterans affairs.